And the first myth is if you try really hard, you can live to be 100. False. The problem is only about 1 out of 5,000 people in America live to be 100. Your chances are very low. Even though it's the fastest growing demographic in America, it's hard to reach 100. The problem is that we are not programmed for longevity. We are programmed for something called procreative success. I love that word. It reminds me of my college days. Biologists term procreative success to mean the age where you have children and then another generation, the age when your children have children. After that, the effect of evolution completely dissipates. If you're a mammal, if you're a rat or an elephant or a human in between, it's the same story. So to make it to age 100, you not only have to have had a very good lifestyle, you also have to have won the genetic lottery. The second myth is there are treatments that can help slow, reverse, or even stop aging. False. When you think of it, there's 99 things that can age us. Deprive your brain of oxygen for just a few minutes, those brain cells die, they never come back. Play tennis too hard on your knees, ruin your cartilage, that cartilage never comes back. Our arteries can clog, our brains can gunk up with plaque, and we can get Alzheimer's. There's just too many things to go wrong. Our bodies have 35 trillion cells. Trillion with a T. We're talking national debt numbers here. Those cells turn themselves over once every 8 years. And every time they turn themselves over, there's some damage. And that damage builds up. And it builds up exponentially. It's a little bit like the days when we all had Beatles albums or Eagles albums, and we'd make a copy of that on a cassette tape and then let our friends copy that cassette tape, and pretty soon, with successive generations, that tape sounds like garbage. Well, the same things happen to our cells. That's why a 65-year-old person is aging at a rate of about 125 times faster than a 12-year-old person. So if there's nothing you can do to slow your aging or stop your aging,